You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Philly 106.7 The Fan. We are going through a misery Monday. It's been a lot of those Mondays going on this football season. There was that 8 games in a row they've lost. And it's not very, very good. It's pathetic, to be honest with you. But we're taking your phone calls, and we're going to get right back to the phone lines. And as I stated, I'm going to start off with my man Big Zeke in Southeast. What's up, Zeke? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, what a misery Monday. What an ugly game, Brian. Ugly all the way around. Man, listen, let me hit both sides of the ball. On offense, man, what is wrong with Cliff, man? We get the ball on the goal, 1 yard line, and we don't run it but one time? I just don't like his philosophy. Does he believe in running the ball? What do you think about that?
Hey, listen, bro. I know he came from the air raid, but he said he likes to run the ball. We've seen in situations where he does. But I think we've seen too many times this year in that position, we ran it, we threw it instead of running it, and I think they were running the ball effectively up until that point. So it's just like you get there and you don't get that touchdown, kind of throw the momentum off. And I think from that point on, it was off completely. Let's continue on. Let's go to line 2, go to Mark in Landover Hills. Mark, what's your thoughts, brother?
Good day to you, Brian. Hey, man, I'm frustrated like everybody else. And, man, I gotta back you up on everything you've said since the start of the show. I listen to you every day I can, buddy. You know, you and Doc are my favorites, and JP and everybody on the station, man. But I'd like to make a couple comments. And I want to tell you, man, you are spot on with everything you said. I don't know how any man in this world can expect to stop a team when they are playing, like you said, between 8 and 9 and sometimes 15 yards off the ball, playing that shell zone, which is a bunch of crap. They are rushing 4 all the time. And I'm telling you right now, Brian, that if they didn't have Bobby Wagner, I don't think they'd have won a game this year. The way they tackle, like you've been saying, you got guys leading on defense with a forearm shiver trying to tackle somebody, trying to knock them down. And if you notice, when Mr. Wagner tackles, he takes him to the ground, Brian, like you've been saying. Man, it is just crazy the way they're playing, the way they are tackling. I don't know what the heck they have to do to get those guys to wrap and roll and wrap and take them to the ground, like you've been saying, Brian, and to play tighter defense. Like you said, they just waltz down the field like they were at Arthur Miller Dance Studios. Mm. And the offensive line, man, they got to show me more. They got to show me more. And I agree with you and Doc that, man, they're not letting them take the offensive and block to build momentum and to build that aggressive nature that you have to have like the Hogs had. You played with those guys, Brian, you know, and people still won't listen to you or Doc or anybody about the guys who have played in the league about, man, you have to go after it. There is nobody closing on the ball. The pass blocking is poor, to say the least. They're putting the quarterback in danger because of the blocking schemes. Hey, the guy's going to get hurt, man. He's not 6'6", 235. He's a smaller man. You got to give him a chance. You have to set your scheme up to take care of him. And they're not doing that, Brian. And everything you've said is 100% spot on.
All right, brother.
Man, I'm glad, Brian, that you've got the cojones to say it and tell the people who apparently don't know much about football. And you know a hell of a lot. And it's very, very frustrating for the fans. And, hey, man, you're doing a hell of a job. And I sure wish the coaching staff would listen to you, B. Mitch, because you're spot on, buddy. And I'll get off here because I know there's other people.
Appreciate you, brother. All right, let's go to D.C. and let's go to Pulpit. What's up, man? How you doing?
B. Mitch.
What's happening?
What's going on, man?
I'm chilling.
Happy holidays to you, man. You know what? The reason I love calling in, listening to you, is because every time I call in the morning to talk to them junkies, them Josh Heupel-looking junkies who don't know nothing about football, you always say exactly what I've been saying from the jump. And that was to run the football last year and run it this year. And I kept telling people, y'all go get this man killed. If y'all don't start running the football and get rid of Cliff Kingsbury, and I warned y'all, as a Cowboy fan, I warned y'all about Dan Quinn. He has never stopped the run. He couldn't stop the run in Seattle. He couldn't stop it in Dallas. He couldn't stop it in Atlanta. And he can't stop it with y'all. And I'm going to say this before I get off the phone. I got to make this pitch to you because you're one of the smartest people when it comes to football, Mitch, and I mean it. Can you please put in an application for the University of Tennessee, a head coach of football job? Can you please do that?
Nah, man, that's too much work. That's too much work for me.
Hey, B. Mitch, I think, and I'm serious, I think you would be the perfect candidate to change that culture. Think about it, man.
Hey, one day, that's when I get a little older, I might want to slow down and go coach, but that's a little bit too much for me. Go ahead.
It's so bad. That game was so bad. We have Cowboys fans. You know he's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I know.
You have how disturbed he was?
Yeah.
That's bad.
White
Brian
was
saying
I'm not going
bad.
To go completely on Dan with that. Right now, we got some dudes on the football field. They're not playing nowhere close to what their ability is. And when that's happening, that's a problem. You know, we can blame coaches all we want. Players got to play. I don't see a lot of players playing.
And we also, as a fan base, we have to stop thinking Jaden have to make the play. We can't keep putting it solely on him to make the play. The other guy's got to block. The other guy's got to get open. The other guy's got to run the ball strong. We can't really say run the ball strong.
What I tell you over and over again, quarterback is the most dependent position in sports. But the mindset we have is always quarterback going to do everything. No. Let's get back to them helping him, and then he wouldn't have to try to do so much. I'm going to say this to him. Join the interception, run the other direction. We won't need him to try to make no tackles. You know, moving forward, I was just throwing an interception, go on the knee. If they hit you then I expect somebody on my team to come beat the hell out of somebody. Point blank. That's the way we'll go with that one. All right, let's go to Alex in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex? How you doing, brother?
I'm good. What's going on? What's up, Jeff? What's up, JP? The whole crew in there.
All right,
here's the thing, man.
Alex.
I'm not going to be the type. I'm glad they. I'm not going to be the one going, oh, no, I told you so. No. I was cool with it. The barbecue tasted good last year. So I was like, go all in. It didn't work. Cool. All right, it didn't work. Now you see, B. Mitch, why I was saying do not play Jaden. And you were like, nah, let's play him and this and that. The reason why I say that is this ain't the Chunky commercial where Ms. Daniels walks in, oh, what you did in my pantry? And he threw the son under the bus. That's just on TV. You know what I mean? That's a commercial. This dude is never going to throw somebody. If somebody misses a block, if the play call is wrong, if he sees something different, he's going to do what he has to do, and he's going to keep his mouth closed. Even though he doesn't like, this is the main reason why we're saying just shut him down. And you see what happened yesterday. He doesn't have nothing to prove.
I don't think he has nothing to prove, but you know what? He could have went back in that game yesterday, but Dan decided not to put him back in that game yesterday. And I totally agree. I believe that. Because when
and
you,
here's the other thing.
If you watch him on the sideline the whole time, he was never in a situation where he couldn't move his arm around. And when he walked off the field, I was looking to see if they had bandaged it up or something. Nothing on it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So he.
And here's the other thing.
Go ahead.
And here's the other thing, B. Mitch. We're going to find out next year. I don't know if Cliff already has something lined up for next year. It's like if you getting ready to leave a job, you know what I mean? You don't care. You just there for whatever and let it finish up and whatever going on. So that's, I don't know. It's something else in there going on that we don't know. But I mean, who comes out of the tunnel? Last week, they came in there looking like a total different team.
Yeah.
Look at yesterday.
Nah, I mean, I'll agree like with you person. On that. I was disappointed in what I saw yesterday. Appreciate your call, man. I did not expect that type of output, that type of performance. I thought they were going to give a lot more. Let's go to Charlotte and check out Brad. Brad, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about RG4 personally. This guy is a completely different guy than he was the first year. He's taken a huge regression. Every time he just wants to pull the ball down and run it. And when he runs it to the right. He's also exposing himself. And this isn't a guy that has the muscle to really withhold all of those hard hits. Not that many quarterbacks do, but you know, we're talking about sitting the guy. He needs reps. What I see is just a huge regression from last year, and he needs to play. I don't think that we really have the quarterback that we thought we did. So anyway, controversial opinion, hot take. Also want to talk about Adam Peters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did a masterful job his first year in bringing in. It was just a terrible roster, probably one of the worst in the league. Brought in a bunch of veterans, and obviously we had huge success. Went to the NFC Championship. But a lot of those old guys were bridge players. They weren't meant to, you know, keep playing. And he also said that we were going to build through the draft. What did he do? Traded a boatload of valuable picks for Marshawn Lattimore. That guy stinks. And then when he was on the field, which, you know, for the first four games, he was injured. And then when he finally got on the field, this guy can't play. He can't cover anymore. He used to be great. He's no longer good. So huge mistake on Adam Peters' part. Also, Johnny Newton. They bragged about how this guy was a dog, and they couldn't believe they got him in the second round. I haven't seen much from him. I don't know if you guys have. But it's those types of things that, you know, maybe we didn't draft as well as we thought we did. And having these old guys, listen, I love Zach Ertz. I loved him since he was an Eagle. I think he's an incredible football player.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great tight end. But these guys are by virtue of them being on the field, they're hindering the young guys' progression. These young guys aren't getting reps. You know, Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner. I love Bobby Wagner. He's a machine. But we're not letting the young guys develop. We're not letting the young guys see the field. And it's a complete lost year. And we still don't know what we have with some of our draft picks from last year and this year. I think that's probably all I have for you guys.
I appreciate your call. I totally disagree with you when it comes down to Jaden. I don't think he's regressed as much as you think. I think getting injured, that stops a lot. I don't think he's nowhere close to RG3. It annoys the hell out of me when I keep hearing people say hindering the young guys. If the young guys was as good as you think they were, they'll be on the damn football field. Okay? We act as if just because you an older person, you can't outdo the young guy. And the young guy gotta get this time. Well, you earn time. Okay? You don't just get time just because you're young and you're drafted. You gotta come in and show that you can actually play. And some of the young guys I've been hearing people talk about, oh, he deserves an opportunity. Why? What on earth makes you think that? You know, these coaches watch him every day too. And Adam has not hit every draft pick. He did not hit with Marshawn. That happens a lot. But you got to figure it out. But I know for one damn sure, if we put a vote out there last year, I would say 89% of the people or higher wanted them to go for it this year. Nobody was caring about that stuff. When they went to the NFC Championship game, we thought we were already there. And they made that. They went with that. And hell, it doesn't seem like it was the right thing to do. But you can go back to rebuilding. You can go back to building this thing up again. And let's stop thinking every young guy deserves a chance. Some of them don't. And that's why they're not playing, because they don't go out there and do the things right. They don't do what they need to do to get on the football field. So just because you got drafted don't mean you're going to get on the field.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.